morning.
Some tourists went up the Empire State Building in New York. They got out of the lift on the 10th floor, looked out of the window, oohed and aahed in wonder and admiration, and then went back down the lift. They missed out on going up to the 92nd floor. People do that all the time. It's not that they had a bad time. They enjoyed their trip. They marvelled at the view. But they could have had so much more. It frustrates those who love them when they see them settling for second best. Love wants the best for the one it loves. God must be very frustrated with us all in that case. Why do people stop short of much richer life? Is it ignorance? Is it lack of imagination? Is it a failure to dream a little? Is it pig-headed stubbornness? Is it a capacity to cut off our nose to spite our face? Is it fear and trepidation? Is it disbelief, cynicism and scepticism? Is it a worldview which assumes good things don't happen to the likes of us, or we'll pay for it? Is it the lack of faith in a benevolent Creator? Is it no awareness of what a friend we have in Jesus? Is it weakness, wickedness, or something else? But why do we all do it? I don't know, but this much I do know. Whenever I go up a lift, I check to see how many floors there might possibly be.